Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday, the 5th of September. The US employment report for August is released today, along, of course, with the revisions for previous months. This data quality, along with most data quality in the United States, has been deteriorating for some considerable time. People do not answer surveys. The world is changing rapidly. It costs money to understand a rapidly changing world, and the US has not invested in collecting data. That combination means that today's release will give an imprecise view of the US labour force, but the imprecisions should not be biased, and data is collated in an objective way. There is an overall sense of the US labour market taking a large number of imprecise data sources to bring together a narrative, and that sense is of a labour market that has deteriorated over the course of this year, but not in a way that is likely to cause middle-income consumers to dramatically change their spending patterns. That signals economic slowdown, not economic collapse. It also probably signals a US Federal Reserve rate cut. Fed Chair Powell's insistence on data dependency means that a single rogue number today could derail that expectation. But the default position has to be that concern about US growth deterioration will outweigh concern about rising inflation pressures. What today's data cannot be relied upon for is any detail. As one example, recent employment data has shown a significant increase in native-born US workers gaining employment and declining employment for workers who have migrated to the United States. That, however, is a survey-based evidence. It is increasingly unlikely that anyone asked a question by a government employee is going to admit to being anything other than native-born US worker. This is one example of the problems of survey-based evidence from anywhere in the world on any subject. Responses to questions will reflect what people feel they should say, or they feel safe saying, whether or not that is an honest answer to the question. Over in the United Kingdom, we have had the release of retail sales data for July, which was part of the UK heatwave episode. The numbers are inflation adjusted, and they were stronger than expected. UK consumers seem content to continue to spend in spite of the periodic doom-laden predictions of retail lobbying groups. The filter, they would say that, wouldn't they, should generally be applied to such forecasts. There was a sharp increase in non-store retailing, which is generally online retailing, and that probably reflects weather patterns. Clothing sales might be a reflection of the UEFA Women's Football Championship. As a reminder of data quality issues, there were corrections to this year's releases relating to a seasonal adjustment calculation error. This does not change the overall narrative of a UK consumer doing okay, and the changes also do not affect the reported GDP to date. The euro area delivers second quarter GDP data, an event of supreme indifference to financial markets. No one expects the euro area aggregate number is going to change anything about policy or the economic outlook. It is one of the presentation problems that the euro continues to suffer from. Although policy is conducted across the glittering wonder that is the euro empire, most of the time the market fixation is still on national level data. 27 economists make up the Bloomberg consensus for the euro area data released today, compared to 50 estimates for the last US GDP release. Even allowing for some possible sample bias here, the US is nowhere close to being twice as important as the EU in economic terms. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.